Hey, welcome to the town of Bolton, Tuesday, March 10th, 2026, Board of Selectmen special meeting, 6 p.m. public information meeting regarding routes 644 and 384. So, as everybody probably knows, there's been a couple of attempts in the past to come up with a plan, and I pushed this one forward with the help of Krog and Jim and Patrice and. We come up with a conceptual plan that Brog will be presenting to the Con DOT in the future. So we were just looking for some input. We once it goes to Con DOT, of course, we're going to have all this say on what happens, but we just want to present them with something, or we'll present it to Krog, and Krog will push it forward. And we do have Ron Eloise,
Rob Allen.
Rob Eloise here on Zoom, who is the CROG representative for transportation. So if we don't have any quick answers for you, I think we can get him to chime in. So is there any questions? Is there anything else I should be adding
No,
to that? No.
well, I mean it is going to require action by the Board of Selectmen to approve CROG to take this to the next level with DOT. So I think that this will end up after the board hears your comments this evening. I believe that they will be placing this on a future agenda for a discussion amongst themselves and a decision to either move this forward through CROG to the DOT or not.
Is it an approval or is it a letter of endorsement?
Support. It's about support for the project.
Want to make sure it's not like a yes or not a approval rejection process, but
Correct.
like a
Yep.
support.
So we're going to try to keep the first conversation to 2 minutes, and at the end of, if there's time left, we'll allow more conversation.
Rodney,
Yes.
do you want me to
Start timing?
do a timer?
Yeah,
Okay.
please.
Has everyone seen the plan, or
Yeah.
would it be helpful?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, let's see the plan.
Yeah, do you expect
2 minutes for a quick synopsis. I said
Yeah,
to
I'll
make the first meeting. So just a quick overview, 2 minute overview. That acceptable?
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Great.
Up anyone's
Can the
time.
folks online not see the plan that you're on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they can take that. Walk everyone.
Yeah. Oh. You're gonna need to make it bigger first.
My face isn't that important
anyway.
So,
I can. Maybe Rob.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, do you want to have Rob
Is
speak to
he
it?
would be the best person since he's here to give an overview, if he's willing.
Sure. No problem. You want me to start off right now or?
Yes,
Yeah.
please.
Do you want to share your screen so you
It's up.
does he have the mouse up?
We have the thing up. I guess if he wants to share his, that
Or
would be
I can
good.
share my screen if that's
Here.
better.
Yeah, then you can
Then
drive
you
it.
can point at things if you choose to.
Okay. Let me do that.
Make sure that's not bad.
Would you
Yeah.
like me to give the full presentation I gave last time or just go over
No.
the plan?
Just pretty much go over the plan.
Okay, let me see how I can share here. Share.
We want to make sure we leave plenty of room for questions. Or
I sent a request to share,
yeah,
apparently.
it was just allowed.
Hey, go for your share. Okay.
Is that showing?
It's starting to rub. There it is.
Okay. Okay, so this is a plan that came out of a long process with the town dating back about 15 years to a study called the Hop River Corridor Study, which came up with an improvement to address all the issues at the intersection, including connectivity for vehicles, safety, connectivity for bikes and peds to the multi-use trail, to the Hop River Trail. And so this was our attempt to incorporate all those changes. When we finished that, we pushed that forward at the town's request to try to go to DOT with it, and they indicated that that prior plan was too costly. So our next mission was to come up with something that was a little less expensive. And we think this plan is two-thirds the cost of the prior plan. So we couldn't get it. We were hoping to get it, you know, half or less, but this is two-thirds, and it does try to address every connectivity issue at the notch. Right now, as most of you are familiar, you can't go from Route 44 here where my cursor is this way and get on Route 6 west to the east. You can't go 44. You have to go up over here and around the interchange and back to go 6 to the east. To the east. Similarly, coming this way on 6, you can't go 44 to the east. You have to go down here and get off the interchange and turn around and go back through the notch again. So essentially, you're going through the notch twice. Similarly, you can't go from either of these places to Notch Road without going through that interchange. And then this movement into Notch is fairly dangerous right now, with folks going at almost freeway speeds, with other folks slowing down to take a right onto Notch Road. And similarly, coming out of Notch Road to get on to 6 or 44, trying to merge in with very fast-moving vehicles. So that is a concern the town had, and that we have when we look at the crash data at the site. Also, if you're on a bike on either of these routes and try to get to the Hop River Trail, if you're coming from this direction, you have to get on the highway, which is illegal. It's posted no bikes or peds allowed. It's a limited access highway, and you have to come down here, and there's an entrance that only cars can access down here if you're coming from the east. So we wanted to try to solve all those issues of connectivity, safety, and connectability. So what this generally is if you think of it like an interchange, a new interchange, where that existing bridge is now, Route 6 would be carried in both directions over this extension of 44. So it's almost like a diamond interchange. You can get off 6 here, coming from the east, and access 44 directly or Notch Road. Similarly, you can get on Route 6 here from 44. If you're coming from 44, you can get on Route 6 right here or go straight to Notch Road. So it's almost like a diamond interchange with Route 6 with ramps, but they access an extension of 44 to the east or Notch Road to the west. So as you see, Notch Road is realigned to come down here. It would be in line with 44, and there'd be access with ramps to either get on 6 east or west and to get off 6 east or west and access any of these routes. So that gives you full connection right at the notch without going to this interchange down a quarter mile down the road here to the west. Additionally, we've added a access. What we're proposing is a multi-use trail, but it could be a sidewalk or a multi-use trail coming along the side of this new realigned Route 44 and the side of Notch Road over to here, where there could be a trailhead for connectivity with the trail. So instead of the trailhead down here, well, or in addition to the trailhead down here that's accessible only by vehicles from the east, of course, you can get there from the west via the trail. You can also get to the trail in this manner. One nice thing, we analyzed these three intersections, and we figure, per our analysis, these intersections could be slimmed up even a bit, depending on final traffic counts. If this were to move forward, we would get another round of traffic counts and do analysis again. We think this is a conservative number of lanes at all these intersections. Here are the levels of service. Levels of service are rated like grades in school. So you can get an A, B, C, D, or E, or F. And F being failing, this gets an A at the Quarry Road intersection. This intersection gets a B, and this one gets an A or a B, depending on what approach you're coming at. So all these work very well with projected future traffic volumes and current volumes reassigned for this configuration. So operations would be fine here, and the road we predict could be slimmed down more, depending on the final counts, slimmed down more than this even. So we're trying to get full connectivity here. There is a major impact, and that is with this property here that is the first property on Notch Road Extension. I believe it's 6 units of housing, apartments. And that would need to be an acquisition, a full ac or a partial acquisition. We'd have to acquire the building and a portion of the property. There would be a remaining remnant left that's almost 2 acres that could be left either for that property owner or to acquire. Of course, acquiring through DOT would acquire this in accordance with all the federal regulations, come up with relocation services for tenants, and have an appraised value for the property before they offer a price for the property and negotiate with the owner. So I'm not sure if I, that was quick, and I'm sure I missed items. So I'd be happy to answer questions or clarify, but I think the board has looked at the plan and might have also be able to explain it just as good or better than I can.
Can
So thank
you
you.
pull that up and explain that one intersection where Notch Road intersects, where you got to do the
The small divider.
yeah, that little divider and such on it
Right.
for
There's a
traffic and pedestrian.
yes. Let me blow it up even a little more. Okay.
Sorry.
Let's go a little smaller so we can see where we are. Okay, here's Notch Road, and here's it getting realigned. This is the existing Notch Road here. This would be blocked off, cul-de-sac, something like that, where Notch Road comes out now. Now it would be realigned across this current property and over directly across from 40, from a relocated 44. This is the ramp getting off Route 6 and the ramp getting on Route 6. Now, because everybody getting off this ramp ideally would not be getting back on 6, they were just on 6. 6 flies over here if you want to stay on 6. Because nobody's going across here, you could phase this intersection with just a left turn and a right turn here and either put a splitter island here or extend this island out like shown so that it would prevent anybody from going straight across. And while this movement was going, this left and right only, you could have a signal phase for this crosswalk here that would have no conflicts with vehicles. So we did do an alternate design here with a roundabout, which also works traffic-wise, but we thought this was preferable for pedestrians at this location to get across the on-ramp here without any conflicts while this movement goes. And this movement would have a red, and this movement would have a red. You could even say no turn on red here for this movement so that folks wouldn't conflict coming out of here and down onto the ramp. So that's how that intersection could work and could work to the benefit of any connection to the trail.
And it's 2 lanes, so you could move 2 lanes up 44 at the same time.
Up 44, right now we have it as 2 lanes, all the way up to where the 2 lanes merge currently. As you know, as it approaches 40, here, it widens out to 2 lanes and then merges back into 2 lanes now. Similarly, you could have 2 lanes just through and a turn lane for Quarry Road. As mentioned, we were conservative in how big we made this. We just wanted to make sure it worked in every condition. So it is possible that this intersection could be slimmed down a bit when we get final numbers if the town wishes to move ahead with this.
Okay, well, I'm going to pull up a question for you. Is there a question?
No.
Rod Parley has a
Yes, thank you.
question.
Thank you.
Your 2 minutes is starting.
Glad to start. So you're starting the clock, 2 minutes, right? So, okay, great. So I chair the Conservation Commission now for 35 years, actually 33 years, been a member since 1991. And it's been a problem ever since. This intersection has been a nightmare. It actually made me, provoked me to become a member of the Connecticut Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Board. And I've learned a lot, being a founding member since 2009, sitting with engineers on one side and planners on the other side of the table. It's amazing how they come up with amazing plans just like this. And they're big proponents of roundabouts. And I heard the gentleman speak about how they looked into a roundabout, but they preferred an intersection like this. And I just think about the accident rate in a roundabout versus an intersection, getting T-boned in an intersection as opposed to a front or rear end collision in a roundabout. And I think it's much safer. So I'd really encourage to look into roundabouts. I'm adamantly opposed to the current policy the town has. They have to have it on Notch Road, not allowing town vehicles to travel on Notch Road, but allowing the public to travel on Notch Road. I think that's something that should be addressed immediately. And I really appreciate the leadership on behalf of the Board of Selectmen to look into this, because it's been a long time that we've been talking about this. The other issue where I don't see much in the way of leadership is the issue of entering the existing parking lot at the Notch Road. I'm sorry, the Bolton Notch Park, State Park parking lot, or tunnel parking. It is really dangerous. Entering it, going eastbound on 384, people are right on your tail, and it needs to be addressed. And I came up with a simple solution. I'm not an engineer, but why not put a right-hand turn lane only? Just a right-hand turn lane only. And that eliminates, and if you look at the median, there's enough space to move over. They have jersey barriers, and there's enough space to create a shoulder.
Thank you.
Great. That's it.
Thank you, Ron.
And
through leadership. Next. Yes.
Ron Borglin. I live at 212 Drive, which is an extension right off Notch Road extension. Yep. So I have several concerns. One is when you take the apartments off of Notch Road and you put that new Notch Road in, and you're going to take some property there, that's all wetlands. Just so you're aware that you're going to be cutting through wetlands. And I'm concerned that with that road coming much, much closer, you're going to move Notch Road much. There's going to be salt. There's going to be all kinds of irritants into that wetland. So be aware that it's part of this. To put that intersection at the end of Notch Road, that black section that he showed, Notch Road and Notch Road extension, and to create a parking lot. Our neighborhood is right across the street there, Cook Drive and Notch Road extension, okay? Any issue coming down that road, they're going to be coming through two dead-end streets. Okay, so if there's an issue on the road, on the highway, say somebody said, I'm going to take a shortcut, because all that traffic's backed up going down 44 into 384. So that whole area where you have a parking lot to go into a trail where there's a parking lot right across the highway makes no sense. And I don't understand why it's such a big intersection. The house on that corner, right there, very south of that black area, that's supposed to be an intersection. I don't know what that is. Right there. There's a house right there. All the traffic that he has to deal with, the lights coming into his house, people at night parking in the parking lot, and all that. Anytime there's going to be an issue, they're going to be in our neighborhood. Two dead-end streets. You can't put two buses on the same street at the same time. They cannot pass. It's not wide enough. So any of that becomes an issue if it's not taken care of. What are the two orange dots? Are those supposed to be streetlights? Where it says Route 44 westbound, there's a red dot.
Time.
What is that? Is Time's that a streetlight?
There is a streetlight there, yes.
Okay, these are stop signs over here.
And that's then a these
stop sign. Stop sign. This is a streetlight.
Okay.
Yeah, now, sorry about that.
Where we see Route 6 and 4 westbound off.
Your time's up.
What do you do? How do you do that little squiggle? How does that guy from that squiggle get onto the Route 44? I was to make a left-hand turn. It's a severe left-hand turn.
Next question. Sorry. It's only fair. If we don't have any more questions, you're good to go.
I'll
but
be back. I just have a comment. Barbara Modio, 50 Volpe Road. In the late 1960s, the state of Connecticut created I-384, as you all know. It was intended to continue to Providence, and it never quite made it there. What the project did was force people out of their homes and claimed hundreds of acres of land using eminent domain. It created a dangerous passageway for drivers through the Notch and dangerous highway access for residents on Notch Road. It divided the town so that people could not visit friends, get to municipal buildings, the library, parks, schools, shops, or restaurants on either side of the divide without using a car. I can't even imagine how I would tell my 17-year-old grandson to get to the other side to visit a friend. It also made it unsafe and in fact illegal for anyone passing from the east side of the divide to get to the Hop River Trail, the commuter lot, or anything else on the other side of the divide without a car. So for that, I thank the town of Bolton and Prague for raising awareness of this unacceptable and dangerous situation for drivers, pedestrians, and cyclists. It's a solution. A solution is long overdue, and I'm hopeful that ConDOT and the town of Bolton can finally agree on a plan. And I'm guessing that most anyone here or anyone listening, even from Manchester, Coventry, Storrs, Andover, Hebron, and Wyndham, we are all hoping for the same thing, a safe way through that deplorable Notch area.
Thank you, Barbara. Sorry about that one. Elaine, online.
Hi, I'm Mike Dabrowski. So I've got a question for you. I agree that it's a extremely dangerous intersection down in that area. My question is when we, if we do this realignment, and I see Notch Road there, how much of that off traffic is going to be heading up Notch Road, passing by the middle school and the senior center? You know, what kind of concerns do we have related to that? Has anybody done a study to see, you know, what type of traffic impact is going to hit that area?
Rob, do you have a
We did look at it, and we did do modeling. Because we're increasing connectivity, of course, traffic does increase. On Notch Road, it would go from volumes of a local road to what we call a collector road. There's really four categories of roadways in traffic engineering. Local being the lowest volume roads, then collector, then arterial being more, and then freeway. So this would bump Notch Road up into a collector category, which is just below, you know, it's a more busy local road, but not quite the busyness of a, not the busyness of a state road. You know what I mean? I do have the figures, but I'm not sure if I can find them quickly. And I'm not sure what it would mean, you know, to the layperson regarding number of vehicles per day or per hour, but it is in our report and I don't have my hands on it right now, but I can say it would go from a local road volume to a collector road volume. A collector road would be similar to like Quarry Road or something like that, you know, where it's not 44, it's not six. And I'd have to check how it stands regarding, you know, exactly regarding Quarry Road. I don't have an exact value off the top of my head.
My concern is that obviously that's a residential street. And you have a middle school there and a senior center. And during school hours, it's already pretty busy. So my concern, and it's not really a very wide road. So my concern is a major safety and a noise concern. Safety for the children and their parents coming and going along with school buses, as well as a noise concern for people that live in the area, because there's really not much room to widen properties without taking out the front yards or backyards of a number of the residents along that route.
Okay, thank you. Did you mention your address?
Yeah.
Okay. Kim, you have a question? Or Kim Welsh?
Yes, my name is Kim Welch. I live at 51 Vernon Road in Bolton, and we've lived here for 35 years, raised our children here, and know that that intersection needs assistance, a lot of assistance, and we appreciate Bolton's efforts to address the issues. My concern with the current plan is that it does not address the extreme volume that UConn commuters, students, employees and event traffic, which is high volume when activities at UConn take place. This plan seems to favor the Route 6 as a throughway versus Route 44. And I'm all for changing the intersection, but I just want to open everyone's eyes that when there's a basketball game or a graduation or any other big event at UConn, where they're filling Gamble Pavilion, the traffic on 44 is substantial. And I know that because I live in it and I transport and I have season tickets to events at UConn. So I just want to make sure that we've addressed that volume of activity in this setup with 44 not being the primary throughway in this plan. But otherwise, I'm all for making changes to this intersection. Thank you.
Thank you. Just real quick on that. When you're exiting Route 384 and getting on that 44 lane, that's a double lane. And when it gets to that intersection, that's still two lanes that can send you up 44. Is that correct, Rob?
Yes. So
yeah, that's existing now, correct? That's existing in front of the post office?
We have one lane now coming under the bridge, and then it widens out briefly to two lanes through Quarry Road.
Yeah, so that's essentially what we have now. And that, honestly, for a UConn event, does not work effectively. Traffic is backed up out 384, and I know it because you can't get off of my road to get out to UConn when that traffic is all backed up. So
yeah, unfortunately, this only goes to the Quarry Road intersection.
Yeah, which is what we have now. Yep.
Yeah, but
yep.
It should
so
the
I'm
two
just,
lanes coming off the highway should be sufficient to get to the same spot.
Well,
right.
I'm just raising that concern because I live here and live it, you know, and it's a concern. And if you haven't sat in that traffic, then you need to be aware of it.
The plan does improve operations through for that movement going through. However, it's not going to do anything for obviously for beyond this to the east, because right now we'd have two lanes and a left turn lane at Quarry Road. Right now, there's just two lanes at Quarry Road going this way. So you'd be able to have two through lanes and the left turn lane where the left turning vehicles wouldn't be impeding
and
one
two,
of your
and
lanes.
Two, and two more intersections, right? Two more intersections for all of that traffic to deal with.
This is a free flow
so
intersection. The side streets has the side street has to stop here. So this is free flow for 44. This is a stoplight,
okay.
So you do have to stop here.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It is two through lanes, so
okay. I just want to raise that concern because that's a
sure.
big deal currently as a resident that uses 44 and know that that volume changes substantially for any event out there. So
thank
I just
you,
want to make
Debbie.
You aware. Thank
thanks.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks. Now we got Kim Leventhal.
Yes. I'm a resident of Quarry Road, have lived here since 1963. It is suicidal to come off of 384 to 44 and take a left onto Quarry Road. You're basically a sitting duck. Would there be any way to put a left-hand only addition to the traffic light? You know, sometimes you sit through two or three red lights. Sometimes I go into the shopping center and come out on the light. But, you know, if you're doing all this other work, which
yeah.
I support, could you address that as well?
This is essentially what that plan does. So you'd have two through lanes that are unimpeded, that don't have a left, aren't competing with the left turners. And you'd have your own left turn lane here, a
right,
third lane.
Just to clarify,
that would be left only with a turn signal.
Okay.
With a green arrow.
Okay. That would be perfect.
So that adds a light to that stoplight and modifies the stoplight, correct?
Yes, it would modify the stoplight to have a phase just for the left turners.
Yeah. Is there any other questions out here? Yes.
John Hankins, 129 Quinn Lane, Mansfield, Connecticut. Not from Bolton. I just snuck in the back way. But the important thing is I wanted to speak for all the people that aren't from Bolton about how important this is as a pinch point for cyclists in particular. It's been mentioned ad nauseum that vehicles can't make the turns. It's even worse for bicycles. It's actually illegal. And I've had times where I needed to get on Route 44, and I was coming from the west, and I did the up Route 85 down the Notch Road. down to where you got to go across. Try that on a bicycle. I encourage you all to try that on a bicycle, or maybe not. But
I've tried it on foot.
It is spooky. I don't do it anymore. But it kind of underlines the cyclists are going to do that. Cyclists are also going to take that fast section of route illegally, but because there's no option. I'm sure that's happening now today. These are things that just have needed to be fixed for a long time. And thank you for taking up this issue.
Okay. So that's a good yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any other?
Go ahead. Mike Arboni, 15 Bridge Mountain Road Extension. I would just urge us to consider the first option, maybe 30% more cost, but it's a much better solution.
Okay. Any other questions? Yes.
One quick question that I want to take. What's the estimated cost of this right now?
Rob?
This is estimated in the $50 million range, so in the 50s. The last one that is now estimated in the 80s, so that gives you an order of magnitude. It's not a minor project. It would be a major project. There are current issues, though. This bridge is the current existing bridge here is in fair condition, heading towards poor condition. And there are some other geometric issues with obviously with safety and with non-standard curvatures and things of that nature. So,
thank you.
Okay.
My comments, I live on Brook Drive. I've moved in there in 1974, and this has been a problem since then. When I first moved to Bolton, when you went down near the Notch Road, you could go across and get on the road going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
That ended shortly after we moved in. 10 or so years ago, Connecticut DOT was out here with a plan to solve the problem with the intersection by moving the Notch Road extension through the quarry farther west and to come into the 384 farther down the road that way. And it was where you got better sight lines in. That plan, as far as I know, was never killed. They just didn't have the money to do it. That was a $10 million plan, if I remember right. They didn't have the money to do that. What do you think is a $40 million or $50 million to do this plan? And you know, every year, this is Bolton. This is not Bolton. This is like, you know, New York City, LA has been intersections. This is taking six valuable, not low income, but affordable apartments out of the plan. With this, that's six people that I've been living with. I understand a lot about the bike thing, and you know, the habits are connected underneath all of this, so they're already connected to getting to them. Well, perhaps the plan is to get something so you can walk 44 from there. I don't know for sure, but I would say I've been involved with a lot of stuff in this town, a lot of stuff with the state. And if you think the state of Connecticut is going to spend $50 million now, which by the time you get around to doing this, is probably going to be $50 or $70 million, you're out of your mind. Then I can put that money in for an intersection like this. I would urge you to reject this, go back to the DOT, and ask them to put that little plan in place and build.
Put the more expensive one in place.
No.
The old one.
10 years ago, it was going to run around, I think it was around $10 million. And it was going to go through the quarry, go over the railroad bridge, and tie into 384 farther down, where you could see the cars coming off 384. The major problem here is the speed at which people come off the 384, and then the speed that they hit when it's a wide, where the plaza is there, where Payment Harbor.
Yeah.
As soon as they get through that light, they're nailing it. They're not going 40 miles an hour. They're trying to go 70, 80.
Okay, time's up.
Yeah.
Next. Well, I actually got Kevin Sullivan.
Hey there, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Cool. I don't live in the area, but I'm familiar with the interchange. If I'm correct in looking at the plan, all of the roads leading to the interchange are single lane, 44 and 6. So I'm skeptical of the need of widening the intersection at Quarry Road to two lanes, and actually the third lane for the turn only lane. So I feel like the extra lanes at that intersection are not needed. If what's feeding it is single lane, there isn't any savings by putting in an extra lane there. I get the interest in having a turn only lane at Quarry Road because that should make things safer for drivers. And if it was that only that one additional lane for the turn only, it wouldn't be horrible for pedestrians or somebody like that trying to cross the intersection. But if we don't need the two lanes going, feeding 44 or 6, why build it? And anytime you put in an extra lane, it makes things more difficult and more dangerous for pedestrians. End of question.
Thank you. Rob, are those two lanes for stacking more cars?
There's a couple reasons. One is, as I mentioned, there will be some more traffic, not a lot more traffic, but some more traffic because people will be able to use this route more effectively, down Quarry, getting to 44 and other means. So there is a little bit more modeled traffic. And secondly, stacking is important too. You don't want to stack past adjacent intersections. Third, just because you have a two-lane road doesn't mean your intersections can always be two lanes. When you get to an intersection, you have to give the side street green time and you have red time. So many times you're having to have more lanes for capacity. Now, I will say that this intersection at Quarry Road with this layout operates at level service A. Could we reduce a lane? We did look at reducing a lane and it seemed unfeasible, but we don't have really recent traffic data due to COVID and the rebounding of traffic. We had some traffic data pre-COVID and then during COVID. And so we wanted to be conservative in what we showed. We do think that we could eliminate a lane through that intersection, though. But we, as mentioned, if this is to move forward, we will go out and get new traffic counts and reassess all these intersections. If this did go to design, DOT would do the same thing. They would get more counts, reassess the intersections. There'd be a whole design process, more opportunities to comment, tweaks to alignments, and tweaks to I think what we're looking at is the general concept favorable when we go to get a resolution. Are we in favor of DOT studying this concept further and moving this concept further in general? Not the specifics of how many lanes. We're not at that point yet. You know what I'm saying? But it is valuable input. So I appreciate it.
You had a question?
Yes. Alan Bicknell, 890 Boston Turnpike. I'm a little concerned about what I would call the archaeological zone by Squaw's Cave. And I'm wondering if there's been any, would we be able to expect that there would be a survey to see? I understand that most of that is, pretty well shot, but especially around Squaw Caves, I don't think there's been any real archaeology done. And I personally think it's a pretty significant historical feature that needs to be at least, checked out to make sure that there's nothing that's going to get, in effect, destroyed from that.
This, we held the curb line on the north side of the road here so that nothing, we're not impacting anything to the north. We held that curb line here. Most of this, as opposed to, I know someone mentioned the old Condot realignment of Notch Road over to here. One of the things that did, along with putting pedestrians here, was jeopardize, this curb line over on this side. This concept would not do that.
Okay. And also, how thoroughly did you look into just basic traffic calming choices? Because
We
the big issue from my seat, because I go through the notch all the time, the big issue is just the speed that people go through there and the craziness that that entails. And so I'd be curious to know if and I don't mean to say it like this, but the traffic calming devices might at least limit, maybe even in the short term, help take care of some of that concern. Thank you.
I think we did not go in detail with that, other than we did have we do have some islands. We did have a roundabout concept here, but I think those details would have to be ironed out in the design phases. If anything, they'd be comments moving forward to Condot to accompany this kind of general concept.
Great, thank you.
Is there any additional questioners?
Ronnie, just a follow-up question. Maybe you could explain why the roundabout wasn't determined. Is
Well,
there
I think we originally, the bike path thing with this design, you could be at the walk light and you can cross with the red light. You could cross with the roundabout, there wasn't. Is that correct, Rob?
Yeah, the roundabout has no lights, so one of the concerns was that there'd be you couldn't get a protected phase for this multi-use trail, where this unique situation where you're not dealing with a typical intersection. This is not a typical intersection with two-way traffic on each approach, that along with this signal phase, you would have nobody competing with you'd have a bike phase with nobody competing with it, no vehicles competing with it. So that was a big benefit here. The other thing is it is a non-standard intersection, with the major movement being this movement. And so you don't really have too many competing movements with that. So a roundabout is a bit more effective that when you have similar volumes on approaches and similar left turns, where you're eliminating those kind of conflicts, where here we don't necessarily have the conflicts that roundabouts strive to eliminate. There's no problem with the roundabout. It will work. It is in our report, and it is something that is an option. But I think if it was felt like this would be 1A, if the roundabout would be 1B, and because of the benefits in this unique case.
Thank you, Rob.
I have a quick, sorry, I'm going to cut jump in with just a question too. If for in the discussion of like a protected bike lane, would there be a way to kind of basically bury the bike lane, like routes, like the Hop River Trail crosses further down towards like Andover, going into Willimantic, how there is, I don't know if there was an existing dugout that was utilized for the trail, but could something like that be utilized here that would protect the bike paths?
Oh, the tunnel that goes under the
Tunnel,
bike
there's the
path,
word.
the Corte tunnel.
Being yelled daddy while I'm talking was distracting.
We didn't look at that. That's a
No.
that's that might have some merit.
Ready?
I just want to add in here. Actually, that was something that rang through my head. One of the more common intersections that I used to live at, in just outside DC, used a buried trail. It went underneath the bridge, and there was a sidewalk that went under it along what was a waterway. So it's a common.
I think if we did bury this, that you'd attach to the trail right here, though. So you'd have to have quite a few walls along this. I don't. It hasn't been fleshed out, I guess.
Yeah, and
It
then how
needs
does
some
it get
thought.
down to the trail now, too? Is
You'd
there
come
figure out
over.
how
There's a trailhead here, and there'd be a ramp down here under this bridge. It would
Okay.
go, the bridge is over the trail and this ramp, and you'd get down to the trail that way. So kind of a,
Seems suboptimal.
or if you're coming this way, you'd go this way. If you were coming down Notch.
Thank you. Sorry to jump in too for almost half there.
You're up.
All right, Ron Baldwin again. One is, are you aware that the intersection of Notch Road and Notch Road Extension, the new one where the black area is, there's a hill that precedes that, and it's very, very steep and pretty long. And people tend to come down and cross over the center line very, very often because they're just going fast. With the new proposal, that looks really kind of tricky. Coming down that hill and then trying to make a left-hand turn, a right-hand turn, and they're going to be going pretty fast through that intersection if it's that big. There's nothing to slow them down. And that's where the school bus comes out. That's where all the intersection, that's not a 90-degree turn. That's like a 180 to get onto Notch Road Extension from Notch Road. That's to me going to be a problem area. It would be nice if these plots had little arrows. It would help understand really much quicker which way things are going. So the next time you do something like that, I would prefer to see more colors also. Maybe everything going east is red, everything going west is another color, something like that, so that the average guy can just look at it and say, ah,
I like that thought.
okay. And the other thing is too, is that the trail is a very important trail. Most people don't know that the water that goes into that trail, it comes out of the side of the cliff, goes both north and south. This is the beginning of the Thames River and the other end at the other end into the Connecticut River. So that water is really, really important. That's why Frayer Park is important, is because that water goes by Frayer Park, and the state put a lot of time and effort into making sure that water was clean because we have trout in that water. That water is really super clean. And with all this construction, I would really want to make sure that everybody understands that this trail is very important. The other one is if you put a parking lot there and there is an issue with parking, they're all going to be going down Notch Road Extension because there is a trailhead there. And most people don't know it, but there is one. So they'll be walking right through the neighborhood, driving through the neighborhood. And again, this is a road that you can't fit two cars side by side. So if they decide to park on that road, because it is closer to the trail, and are you aware of how high that trail is down from that parking lot to the quarries? It's got to be a good 50 feet. You're going to put a ramp in a short period? It's going to be quite a ramp. Anyway,
Yeah, that's
those comments, observations.
paper.
Yeah.
So
Go back to plan one.
all right.
So, Tanya, just also adding to Ron Bodwin's comments, I would love to see a soils map. Where are the wetlands? There's
Oh,
a
we get
tremendous
along. Yeah,
amount of water that comes down into the tunnel.
we're just trying to do something with this intersection.
I understand
We can
that,
move
but
it forward.
it's good to know
DOT,
exactly
that's a DOT thing at
how they're
that
going to
point.
manage
Well,
the.
And also to be aware that there are wells in the area, private wells. Okay, we are on Knock Cook Road, our drive has its own well system for 20 houses. Okay, we had water issues this year, low water. Okay, and there's been a lot of activity in the quarry where they dug out areas and filled areas and blocked areas off the water that comes off the cliff there. So is our water issue due to that just a minor change? So be aware that these are all going to be concerns.
I do.
There's not a highway that goes all the way to Willimantic for a good reason. Yes.
Peter Van Dyne, 81 Vernon Road. I've been there since 1969, and been through this area quite a lot, many times, even picked up by the state troopers at least once. Probably laugh at it, but I'm going to compare it to the city of Paris. Anybody who's been to the Arc de Triomphe, which is in the center of a roundabout called Place de Troyes, excuse my French, place of the star. Many, many lanes, at least three, maybe five, of traffic going around that roundabout. Completely shut off to pedestrians and bicycles who want to get to the Arc de Triomphe, see the city from there. It's all done through tunnel. Tunnels, two-thirds of the tunnel's already there. I'm sure whatever additional tunneling would be needed, it would only be on the east side, getting the trail over towards Route 44. But I say the only sensible solution would be a big roundabout with 384 coming into it, Notch Road coming into it, Route 6 coming into it, Route 44 coming into it, and the road to the parking lot for the Bolton Notch State Park. That's the solution that I think would be not only efficient, but economical.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any other questions? We're doing very good. Go ahead.
I'm Chris Levy, Stonehenge Lane. I don't have a lot of friends, so I don't have to worry too much about not getting over here to this side. But I do. And the hardest thing really to probably do is to take South Road and come up Stony on my bike in North Rock. Or I do it illegally on the bike. But I don't want to talk about my bike too much. The first thing here I want to mention is that I'm definitely for moving the proposal forward. I think safety and cost are paramount. There's so much speed going through there. There's accidents. And they're not both residents. I mean, sometimes maybe they are, right? It's through traffic that's coming through there, but whose awesome fire department's going down there to help them?
Mm-hmm.
And that's our taxpayer, right? A dollar right there. So there's some cost to us there about not fixing this. Also, just, you know, the time and the poor visibility and all that stuff, in case they, for us to get to our town on either side, right? So the flow is important. Someone had commented about the eastbound traffic, you know, the UConn stuff. I agree with that comment. I think out of this whole plan, the eastbound 44 is probably the biggest opportunity, but unless we go forward, we're not going to flush it out. Access to the Notch, I'll say, yeah, for pedestrians, definitely we have to do something. It's been blocked out for too long. And then the local versus through traffic, I see some also benefits here, right? I've got folks that come up and down through Southbridge. That want to go either east on 44 or they want to go east on Route 6. But if we have an interchange here now that they can do that, it's through traffic, they're not coming through our neighborhoods. So the little bit increase, I think, of like flow that may be coming up or down the Knox Road, there's already, it's Fulton people. It's Fulton people wanting to go to Fulton, right? It's just that they're going to be using that a little bit more than they are about going around.
Thank you.
Yes.
Is that it? You want to top off the conversation, Rob?
The only thing I'd say is, you know, we have looked at a lot of different options here for various reasons. Many were eliminated. They did or didn't work, or they were or weren't favorable to the town. This tries to solve all the solutions. It there are tweaks that can be made. If this did move forward to DOT, it would just move forward in concept only, or the approval should be probably to move it forward as, you know, we're in favor of the concept and DOT studying the concept more. This is not a final design by any stretch of the imagination. It's a concept. It's been looked at for proof of concept and proof of it, if it working in a general sense. Are there going to be details? And if it did move forward to design, there would be manipulations and tweaks. But I think, you know, that would be the important thing for DOT to take this up. If they were to take it up, they would want to know that the town were in support of it conceptually. So that's it. You know, we did try to move the last proposal forward, and the last $80 million proposal forward, and they said it was they wanted something less costly that if it solved all the issues. There was that interim solution that solved just a few of the issues, but not the connectivity issue that someone mentioned here. I recall it being $15 million, but maybe it was $10 million at the time. But I know it didn't solve all the connectivity issues of, you know, moving between 44 and 6 and all the connectivity issues immediately at the Notch. So that's what we aim to do. And we'd be happy to move it forward if the town is. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate your time.
Can I ask Rob a question before he goes?
Sure.
Rob, this is kind of following up. This is Gwen Marion, Board of Selectmen, following up on Ron Bodwin's suggestion about the arrows. If you could just right now, slowly with your cursor, so that it makes sense to me more, I'm going to give you a couple of scenarios, and then if you could just slowly show me with your cursor,
sure,
where I would be going. So let's say I'm coming from Columbia, and I want to go to UConn.
You'd be on Route 6 here. Instead of staying on Route 6 and going to 44, you'd take the right-hand lane and get on this off-ramp here that would take you down to a stop sign right at this. Oh, sorry. You'd take a right when you found a gap, and you'd go up right onto 44 through Core. You know, here's Quarry Road, through that existing intersection at the post office, and you'd continue on. So you just get off an off ramp and take a right.
Okay. So I'd say we're coming from Manchester and I want to go to a Bolton Center.
Yeah. Manchester, it's really the same as existing. Right now you'd take this right onto Notch Road, right? But it's very harrowing because you have traffic that's you're in the same lane as going to Route 6, where now the Route 6 traffic is coming up over the flyover. So you're just exiting with local traffic to a signal.
And 44.
But you have a right, you could get in the right lane here and wait for the signal. Or if you're the first car and not in a queue of 44 traffic, you could take a right on red and go up Notch Road.
Okay, so and say I was coming from Manchester and I wanted to continue to Columbia.
You're coming down 44 like now?
No, I'm sorry. I'm coming from Manchester. I'm heading east on route on 384.
Oh, I thought you meant Mansfield. Manchester, you're staying on 44. Yeah, that's the same as going towards Notch Road. You're getting out of the Route 6 traffic is flying over.
Columbia is Route 6 west. Or east.
Okay. Yeah, you're taking the flyover in the left lane and just going on to Columbia. Sorry about that.
So could you show me that with your cursor?
Yeah, you're on the highway here. You're going to the left lane, which right now goes to 44, but now under this proposal would go over here and go over a bridge over this other roadway that's new and on to Route 6 down here.
Okay. And let's just one more scenario. If I'm coming down Notch Road right now and I want to turn onto Route 6 eastbound.
Yeah. Eastbound. Okay. You come down Notch Road. You come down to this signal here and you just turn right onto this on-ramp onto Route 6 eastbound.
Okay. All right. Thank you. It took me a while to figure that out. And I think that Ron Bodwin's suggestion of having some arrows.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Yeah.
It would help. I had to stare at that map for quite a while. So I appreciate you walking me through those scenarios to make sure that I have them correct. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, we can try to do something with some arrows. They're going to be tiny if we put them in the lanes. So maybe we could do. We'll explore what we can do.
So it's 7 o'clock. We have another meeting. We're supposed to be starting. I want to thank everybody for coming. And if you have additional questions, I suppose you could send them to us, and we can try to talk to Rob and see if we can come up with some answers. I'm not going to promise you anything. Like I said, this is just a proposal that's going to the DOT. So the level of intensity of the answers is very surface. We're not getting into the depth on this, because we don't have any We need Rob with the traffic counts and everything. So
Rodney, when will we be taking an action to say
I'm thinking next week.
You know, 2 weeks?
Yeah. 2 weeks. Maybe. 2 weeks. No meeting.
2 weeks. Our next.
Okay, so it'll be on the agenda for 2 weeks to if we want to authorize DOT to move forward. Talk to DOT.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I also want to mention if you haven't signed in yet, please do. It'll help when we put attendance together on the minutes, keep track of how many people were here and how much support or how much attendance the meeting had.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, thank you. Appreciate the participation.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
It was recorded. Thank you. Yes, sir. It was respectful and everybody.